4 HKX mobile.
KX, KN4 VWA.
Steve, how are you this afternoon?
Up my man cave so I can get some walls modified. Doesn't that just sound like a ton of fun?
Think about how much better you'll like it when you're done.
Once I get that room done, I'm just going to fill it with O-gauge trains for me and my grandbabies.
Think of how much better you'll like it when you're done. And all the fun and years to come, they'll enjoy it.
I hope so. So what are you out doing today?
I'm actually on my way back from Pigeon Forge. I went over to the rod run this weekend.
What kind of rod did you take over there?
Thing this time, I went with my son. He took his little Mustang that he bought, and it's something that I have done since he was little, and my uncle took me before that, and we all went together this time.
What's the favorite kind, or classics, or what?
Son, it's pretty much anything you want to bring over there. There's diesel trucks, there's cars, there's import cars, there's muscle cars, Mustangs, Camaros, you name it, it's there. It's just a big gathering of car enthusiasts is, I guess, the best way to put it. They have a show full of vendors. Turn the other radio down. Forgot about it.
You had a pretty good time. Why'd you go up on Friday and come back today? Well, the next time they have that, give me a holler. I may trailer my little Mustang up there. I got a little 68 coupe. It's my little go-fast car.
I can already tell you when they'll be having it, and it will be September, the third weekend. I don't know the exact dates, but it'll be the third weekend in September. It's twice a year, the third weekend in April and the third weekend in September every year.
That's the weekend of the 18th. Man, that would be fun. I wonder how much trouble I'd have trailering one up.
My problems with is finding a room and a place to store your trailer. So you want to do that now.
I made you check into that. That sounds like it'd be a good run. As a matter of fact, I've got a 68 coupe. It's a resto mod. And then I got a 73 Mach 1 convertible.
I think you need to spread the wealth a little bit.
I'd make somebody a deal on the convertible.
To repeat that, I'm down in a hole. I'm over here where I've never tried to hit the repeater before. So I don't know when it's going to work and when it's not.
Pretty good. But like I said, I'd give somebody a deal on the 73 convertible.
Are we talking about? Or maybe you want to tell me over a phone call. I don't know. I've been thinking about it. It just depends on if I can get everything to work out right.
It needs one or two things, like vintage air, so that it would have in-dash air and heat. And other than that, it just needs a little bit of tightening up on mechanical. The paint looks good, the top's brand new, upholstery's all good, and got a 351 Cleveland Q code in it.
Said they had a 351 in it?
Q code engine.
I might be interested in that.
Right around 18,000.
All right, I'll give that a little thought, so I don't waste your time on it and see, talk it over with the wife, the Secretary of War and Finance, you know.
The boss, may I please?
She's pretty good about stuff like that. It's just, I don't like to spend large sums of money and her not know about it and surprise her. I just don't like to do that.
A pair of jeans with the knees wore out where I go begging.
So how are you doing on your walls today?
I'm getting there. But, you know, I'm going to have a guy do the walls and the sheetrock, but I'm going to finish the sheetrock, and I'm just getting the area cleared where he can get, we can get all the materials in there. He's going to start this coming Friday.
So you're just cleaning up, making room for him to get in?
Yep, that's about the size of it. Well, listen, I better get back at it. You think about that, and I'll talk to you again soon there, bud. You be careful out there on the road. KN4 VWA 73. I'll be clear after you find
me. Hey, Steve. Thanks for the conversation. On our way home, I'm getting close. KO4 HKX. Clear, and I'll be monitoring them.